with Plutarch, and we're just about out of time. Gail gave us the puzzle. The governor of a small area, oligarch, maybe, although that's not exactly it, but the governor of a small area.
I would think oligarch, but...
I just like to say them over and over again. The governor of a small area. Bruce got the Greek philosopher. So I think we got them all, unless we missed governor of a small area. And we'll find out.
And the Roman guy, whoever that was.
I wonder if the Roman guy, as the source of Shakespeare, I wonder if that's Plutarch. We'll find out. In fact, Alan said that is Plutarch. So it's just the governor that we need. Our Youth Express Hour begins. Thank you, Ellis. Ellis is going to get that ready. And I am going to remind you that you're listening to the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT, Pittsburgh, WIUP-FM, Indiana, WMCO, New Concord, KRDP, Apache Junction, Goldfield, Ghost Town, Phoenix, WSAJ, FM Grove City, WCUC, FM Clarion, WNJR, Washington, WKYW, LP, Kaiser, West Virginia, Mountain Streams Radio, .org, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM McKeesport and SLBRadio.org/radio, where you can listen using our own player, tune in, Simple Radio, Streama, Radio Garden, or our unique toll or unique phone number, 631-359-8728.
You know, I got to get my way, cause I got stuff to do today. There's business dancing in my brain. Some make sense, some are insane. Ladder gives me muchless pain. Then business dancing in my brain. Well, you know I'm the CEO. All that business in my head. A puppet master pulling strings while I'm lying here in bed. There's a conference room above my neck. Could be wrong, but what the heck? It's my turn here to stack the deck on the table here. But my deck, well, don't you know? I'm the CEO of all this business in my head. Puppet master pulling strings while I'm lying here in bed. We'll be right back. got stuff to do today.
Saturday Light Brigade, and there is Jorma Kaukonen by request. And the answer from our last hour is Ethnarch, and thank you to Gail for sending the answer. A ruler of people or a nation. Ethnarch. Thank you. We had a lot of fun this morning with those puzzles, and we appreciate your being along with us, as always, for the Saturday Light Brigade. Here's a guess I missed from Guess Who. We had G.F. Gisele Fetterman, who has done so many good things for the community. And hello to Mel, Melissa out in beautiful Crabtree, who is also playing along. We've got a singer-songwriter from Montour High School who is going to be joining us in just a moment. Here's hoping you'll be with us. Our Youth Express Hour is about to begin.
The Northside Chronicle joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. The Northside Chronicle is a nonprofit community newspaper available in print, digital, and mobile formats that provides coverage of the people, places, and events in the 18 Northside neighborhoods of Pittsburgh. Details on the March issue of the Northside Chronicle, including information on the annual summer camp guide, are available at thenorthsidechronicle.com.
Nick and Gibsonia, thank you for your call. Ricky just told me a bit about the conversation you had, and thank you for being in touch with us. And we are really happy to see something that we have been doing for... gosh, it's been many years throughout our history. We've always devoted time for original writing, art, music, and more from area youth. And I'm looking forward to having a chance to listen to Joseph's music today. We'll take a listen to his first song and then talk for a bit. I will tell you, so you have a sense of who you're about to hear, that Joseph Devia is 16. He's in 11th grade at Montour High School. And here he is.
Yes. star Iria, cause just the other day you were kissing me so slowly. I really thought you wanted me. Yeah, I don't know what to do when you say that you really want me, cause I don't really know if that's the truth or if you mean something else. Something else. I don't know what you want when you say that I'm your number one and you go off with another one. Tell me who's that. Tell me who is that. I wanna understand what's going inside your head. I wanna know the truth, that if you want me like I do. But when I look right at you, the problems just fade through. Those green is shining blue, and I go back to loving you. I can't let you come back, but my heart won't let me do just that. And I really just don't know what to do anymore. All I want is you. All I want is you, girl. I just wanna touch you, love you, care for only you. Only you. Only you. Yeah.
That is Joseph Devia. I don't know where to start other than to ask you to tell me anything else you'd like to tell me about the song. When did you write it and how did you write it?
Well, this song, it was a really, like, I wouldn't say hard moment in my life, but I was talking to this girl and she just, like, wouldn't, like, get things straight. You know, she wouldn't be, like, she wouldn't really explain, like, what she wanted, you know? So, like, I was, like, you know, my head was going in circles, and I didn't really know, like, what she wanted. So I was really confused, you know? So that's where the song comes, you know, confused. Because, you know, one day she would, like, want something, the one that she wanted, you know? So,
yeah, yeah. That's a good introduction to people, and seriously, and a good example of a way, maybe, to not be yourself, I mean, as you think about that. I love the energy of that song. You could tell from the very beginning, you know, the percussive kind of fast playing that, you know, I'm about to tell you a story. It's going to have a lot of emotion in it. You're going to hear, at least like even before the lyrics started, I just got this feeling that, you know, stop. Open your ears. I'm going to tell you something that is real, raw, and true. But don't worry. You know, I'm going to take you along for the ride. It's a really good song. How have other people reacted to it?
Well, the thing is, I haven't, like, released this song, you know. This is, unreleased. I have one song released, Late Night Desire, but, yeah, this song's not released yet. But it will be in my new album coming soon.
It's a great song, and Joseph Devia, I keep hoping to...
you said it right.
It's D-E-V-I-A, Joseph Devia. When did you begin playing guitar and making music?
Well, I started really young. I started playing guitar around when I was 11 years old. And I've always loved making music, you know. I always loved, like, writing stuff down, you know. If I had a bad day at school or something happened, I love writing stuff down, you know.
That's incredible. And did anybody encourage you to do that?
Yes. In my family, there's a lot of musicians, especially my uncles, my dad. And I've always grown up in that, like, environment, you know. So I've always had that, like, that vibe around my house, you know, like, music's always playing, you know. So
that's how that makes sense. So you're encouraged to be soulful, to mm-hmm. think about life, to be reflective.
Yeah.
And wow, it's incredible. I'm still thinking about the song that you shared. How can people best find your music? I think you're on most streaming platforms,
yeah, Apple
right?
Music, Spotify, anything.
So if you look for Joseph Devia, Devia, that's how you can find him. What else do you like to do?
Well, apart from music, I love playing soccer as well, you know. It's not a big thing in my life, but I like playing it.
Yeah.
Also like cooking, you know. But also going to the gym. I like going to the gym. I like working out and all that.
Have you thought about, now you're in 11th grade this year, and I know every other adult in your life might be asking you questions like these, but there are people listening that are curious, I'm sure. Have you thought about what you might want to do after finishing high school?
I would love to go to college to learn more about, like, music production, like audio engineering, you know, and that really interests me a lot. And, of course, like, pursuing my music, you know, like, pursuing what I do, what I love.
I would love to see you do that. I think you'd be really talented. And I was going to say, if nobody else has told you this yet, we have facilities here you can use for free, and people to coach you if you're interested in doing anything at our Youth Media Center. We'll make sure that you walk away with information about that, because we would love to have you and to support you in what you're doing. I don't often do this. I'm going to put you on the spot, but I trust you, it won't be hard. You had planned on doing one more song. Would you like to do two more?
Two more songs? I can, yeah. I have my notebook. It's in the guitar case, and my dad can get that for me.
Okay.
I can't play another one for you.
I would love that. We have the time, and as long as you're comfortable doing that. I see your dad getting... Do you need it for this song or the...
No, for the next song is fine.
Okay, so it'll be for the next song. Your dad, is it Nelson?
Yes, sir.
So he's out there. Nelson spelled the Nelson way.
Yeah, yeah. N-I-L-S-S-O-N.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So what's the song you're about to play?
This song is called If I... And it's reminiscing about the things that I would have done if I, you know, had the time, you know.
Once again, I hope you'll be able to listen to the words as you're driving or wherever you are right now. This guy is a great songwriter and player, Joseph Devia.
Thank you. In time, reverse.
fact, I just have this hopeless feeling that we're not over yet. And I keep yearning for another ring from you. And I still go to the same cafe every afternoon, hoping to see the same girl that I met in blue. And I can't get you out of my mind. You're an endless dream that I can't leave behind. Oh, oh, if I could see you one last time, all the things that I'll do just to see a smile on you. Oh, if I could see you one last time, oh, it's all I ever wanted to do. Oh, you.
Joseph Devia, and remember that name, Google him, look for him. I really admire the clarity of your songs and the honesty of them. And it sounds like you it sounds like you did not have to contemplate about whether you wanted your songs to be honest and truthful and based on your own experiences. It sounds to me like, I may be wrong, but like you concluded that this is what my music is going to be, as opposed to, it's almost like you decided to write nonfiction as opposed to fiction.
You're definitely right. I love being transparent with, you know, myself and my songs. You know, I feel like that can connect with a lot of people, because like nowadays there's a lot of music that's not like, you know, true or like for the soul, I would say. But I want to like do that, you know. I want to like connect with people. I want like my own life experiences and my struggles to, like, you know, connect hearts and at least to, like, you know, make you feel good for a little bit, you know?
And that's a rare attribute, not only being able to do that, but being willing and eager to do it. And, you know, I think a lot, this is going to sound a bit like a cliche, but we hide behind social media or we hide behind these tiny snapshots we give of ourselves for other people to consume. I suppose one could choose to hide behind music too, but you're not doing it. When does your next album come out? Or I guess it's your first album.
Yeah, my first album. Well, I don't have a set date because I'm still like working on it, you know? It's kind of hard working on it because, you know, like school, work and other things, I don't really have much time, but I would love for it to be done maybe early April, late March, you know. I really want to work on it though,
cause yeah, it's good to be realistic about the time. Sometimes they say give a month but don't give a year. You know, that's the way to do it. So yeah. Who knows, maybe you met March of 2027. I hope it's quicker than that.
Yeah, hopefully.
Thank you for being willing to share another song. Mm-hmm. Is there anybody you would like to acknowledge or anything else you'd like to say?
I would definitely like to acknowledge my dad, you know. I feel like in this journey of music and my passion, he's been there, you know. He's the one that has taught me how to play the guitar And ever since I was a little kid, I always like admired the way he writes, you know, because he makes his own songs too. And I don't know, I just always grown up to like that expectation, and I really appreciate him being there for me, you know.
Well, that's wonderful. Tell me about the next song.
This next song is called Hopeless Love. I don't know where the notebook is at.
Oh, it's right behind the music stand. Yeah, it's totally blocked from you.
This song is called Hopeless Love.
Before you play it, Joseph was referring to about a 90 or so page spiral notebook that looks to me like it is filled with
songs
and half songs. I didn't leave through it, but I can tell you've got that thing with you pretty much all the time.
Yeah, it's not only this one. I have like three other more notebooks full of songs, you know. I've been doing this since I was like 12, so.
So you got a lot.
I got a few songs.
You know. You were saying this song is called, the one you're about to play.
It's called Hopeless Love. That's the song's name.
Okay.
And
I want to thank you for being here today.
Thank you so much. There you go.
To be you, to share my cold nights during the Christmas times. Oh, you. Now I'm here, freezing to death, still waiting for you to come and share. I know that you've been talking to somebody brand new, but he doesn't know you like I do. Can't you see that our love was truly meant to be? And no other can love you the way that I love you, and no one can care for you. Accept the fact that now you're truly gone. In my dreams is where I love to be, 'cause every time I close my eyes, you're always by my side. Give me one more chance. I promise this time will be the last. Can we be like that couple that we dream to be? And I know that you're gone, but that won't stop me from waiting for the day that you come back to me. Oh,
Joseph Deviat, thank you for being with us. I hope we'll see you again.
Thank you so much for having
me. Broadcasting live, as if there were any other way, from historic Allegheny Square. You're listening to the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings from SLB Radio Productions. You'll meet two visual artists in our next half hour coming up right after the next song, who have been honored by having their work displayed in the August Wilson Center for African American Culture.
Election day had rolled around, the candidates were primed. Despite speeches, posters, and TV spots, I'd already made up my mind to vote for you, darling, only you. The races in our district were fast and tough and mean, but you campaigned at the laundromat and you brought home laundry clean. I saw you scrubbing up that kitchen, garnering the votes, but when you bought the donuts and the Times, I knew I'd sow my oats with you, darling, only you. You were challenger, incumbent, and write-in candidate. You faced the issue squarely, and you called when you were late. You had no secret drug deals, no not quite buried crimes, and with a landslide in the runoffs, I knew I'd made my mind up on you, darling, only you. The race was hot and heavy. I managed your campaign. I called for contributions, I stood on corners in the rain. I drove myself to the voting booths, I offered myself rides. And frankly, in the morning, baby, it was no surprise to see you beside me, only you. When all is said and done, baby,
Saturday Light Brigade, that's Cindy Callett. What a great voice she has. Every time I hear her, the song is called Election Day. Imagine creating a work of art that is so moving and so impactful that it's been selected for exhibition in a place that has meaning all throughout the world, not just in Pittsburgh, the August Wilson African American Culture Center. You're going to meet two people who created art that achieved that result under a program called Envisioning a Just Pittsburgh. And you'll meet them in just a few moments.
Headliner joins you in supporting SLB Radio and Youth Express. Headliner is a cloud-based software that media makers can use to add video to podcasts, music, and other audio projects, making it easier to share their creations via social media, YouTube, and websites. Headliner also offers a photo and video library, text captioning, and simplified audio-video editing. Additional information is available at headliner.app.
Be the first to learn about upcoming on-air guests and features by subscribing to Brigadier Briefings. Each newsletter includes an original puzzle, links to past programs, and details about youth and adults appearing on the next edition of the Saturday Light Brigade. Get closer to SLB by subscribing to our newsletter at slbradio.org/subscribe.
Well, I mentioned that we have two artists here whose work was judged to earn an award. It's just amazing to me. It's hard to judge art, but when you consider things like impact and a theme like envisioning Just Pittsburgh, and to be able to have your work designated as one that really shows that, that's a big deal. And we have two students, they're both seniors, and if you would, I'd like you to each introduce yourself. Do you know each other very well? So that's cool. In some ways, because I like that we're able to bring people together. I'll let you start.
Hi, I'm Andreas Viazorek. I'm a senior in high school at Pittsburgh Kappa. I'm a literary arts major.
Good morning. First of all, thank you for having me on SLB. I'm Tatum Adams, and I'm also a senior at Shadyside Academy.
So, what... this is a conversation... among all of us, please you two jump in. Not to put you on the spot, but Tatum, what would you want to ask of Andreas?
I would say, how did you come across August Wilson and what inspired your work with him?
Well, I heard about the contest because my poetry teacher had it like up on her Schoology page and she told me about it. And I haven't had that many, like, opportunities to get my work published or shown places, so I got kind of excited about that because I had a poem that I'd already written that worked really well for the theme for Envisioning a Just Pittsburgh, because the poem I submitted, I had actually written the school year, actually 2 years ago at this point, just about, like, my fascination with queer history, and I edited it to focus more on some of the struggles with researching it, because that's problems that I encounter relatively often, just because it's not well documented or has, like, purposefully not been preserved, so.
And what about for you, Tatum?
It's actually a funny story, and it's quite serendipitous, because it started last year, where I took part in an August Wilson literature course at my school. And through that course, we took a field trip to the August Wilson Archive at the University of Pittsburgh, where I was introduced to research programs they had over the summer, one of which I took part in. And this was a really cool program because we got to really delve into each of his plays in his century cycle, which is... he wrote a play for each decade from the 1900s all the way to the 2000s. And through this, every morning when we get there, there would be these three big tables set up, and they would have all sorts of props from the plays and different notes that August Wilson would take as he would come up with these plays. And the culminating part of this research program was my poem, The Hill Remembers, and I was inspired to submit it, and I was suggested by the research team to do so.
Did you each bring your poems today? I mean, you're welcome to share them. And for some reason, I was thinking that the show was primarily art. Poetry is art, but I was thinking there also, you know, were 2D artworks or even sculpture as part of the show. That may be, I think. Have you been down to see the work yet?
I haven't. Like, I haven't seen it yet, but when I was submitting, there were also opportunities to submit visual art. It was just, I did writing.
Yeah, and I'd made the assumption that you both had art. I'm so glad you have poetry.
Yeah.
That we'll be able to hear. And the August Wilsons, what was the prompt? I know part of it was envisioning a just Pittsburgh, but was there also a specific August Wilson tie or theme that you were asked to weave in?
Not necessarily. I think it was, how do you envision a just Pittsburgh? And with my research, that's how I found a connection. And it sounds like you also had a similar connection, or?
Yeah. Like Tatum just said, the prompt was basically about, like, how do you envision a just Pittsburgh? There was something about archiving, mm-hmm. which was where I got inspired, because a lot of what my poem was inspired by was difficulties with archiving, specifically queer history, and challenges presented with researching it. So, like, that was how mine tied in. The prompt it was pretty open for interpretation, which I thought was good.
We've been doing a lot of work behind the scenes thinking about history, period, regardless of what the topic is. But certain topics aren't documented, and if they are documented, they are not necessarily documented accurately. Generally speaking, do you think that history books tell the whole story in some... usually there's a lot more to the story than we're told, right?
Yeah. I'm a huge history nerd. That's one of my main interests. Social studies classes have always been my favorites. And I've been lucky enough to have some really, really good history teachers who have given us all sorts of, like, supplemental materials and extra readings and extra information. But I know that, like, that's something they chose to go above and beyond with, and the books for their classes don't necessarily give us information. Like, I had, I took AP U.S. History last academic year, and my teacher for that, my student teacher actually, made a point of having a whole day where our lesson was a presentation she had made about specifically queer people in the U.S. and Western Europe, because of the influence that goes back and forth there. During, like, World War II, which was the era we were in. But if we had just gone by the book for the class, we wouldn't have had that information at all, because that was stuff she had researched on her own time to tell us.
It's great to have a teacher that goes above and beyond like that. And I know I was always frustrated in history and social studies because, you know, I was taught to learn certain dates and facts and times, and I just felt like I was never being given the whole story or the true story. And
yeah,
what about you, Tate?
I think that's what my poem speaks a lot to. I think The Hill Remembers is an archive for a lot of the history and voices of Pittsburgh that were either lost or buried through gentrification or other types of redevelopment. And I think my goal is to share a lot of that history, because I think that's important as we move into the future, to understand how we can be better people and how we can live a more just and equitable life.
Well, I'm so glad that you have poems to share. I'm going to fade the music away because I want your words to stand alone and again, it's just wonderful to have you here with us. We have Andreas and Tatum, who are both seniors. Andreas at Pittsburgh Kappa, Tatum at Shady Side Academy. And it looks, who's going to go first?
I can start.
Okay. So, Tatum, I'm just going to get out of the way and turn it over to you.
Sure. So I'll give a little bit of background. Like I said, the idea of the poem is it serves as this archive, and it was inspired a lot by August Wilson and his Century Cycle, as well as the work of Teenie Harris. And the idea for the poem is it mirrors the evolution of Pittsburgh from the 1900s into the 2000s. So I'll begin. It's called The Hill Remembers. The hill remembers when roads were mud. Stories kindled like embers from Aunt Esther's tongue. Steeped in saltwater crossings and grief worn into callous palms. Men move with ghost stitched into their coats, searching for what was lost or long since taken. Jazz wept through shuttered windows, a hymn and a howl braided in smoke. Pianos devoured time in their hollow bellies, each key a fingerprint, a wound, a family song entombed in black and ivory. Outside, voices scaled brick and sky. Gritty, iron-laced, gospel rough, a chorus rising raw and ragged, scraping for breath, for soil that never softened, for a place the storm cannot claim. Fences crept upward, slow but certain, rooted in the marrow of fathers like Troy, who carved into boys the strength to root like oak, even as the world splintered their backs. In neon-lit diners, steeped in stillness, men held vigil over more than just coffee. The streets whispered in fractures and hush, every cracked sidewalk a gospel, each corner a lament for the unnamed. Steel surrendered to glass, the city's bones, bricks, soot, and ash, buried beneath glamorous blueprints and amnesia. But the heartbeat persisted, seared into murals, etched into flesh, drumming behind cement mask. A rhythm too fierce to flatten, too sacred to silence, the blood song, thrumming under the city's skin. Thank you.
I loved that. You may not have seen me, but I got a big smile on my face when you mentioned fences.
Yeah.
And I said, he is doing what I think he's doing, you know, going through that to the alliteration, also the shout outs to his work. That's beautifully done. And, you know, there are still relatives of August Wilson living in Pittsburgh who probably would get such pleasure out of hearing that.
Yeah, poem. I hope so. I think we have a lot from him still. I know if you go over the summer to the Hill District, you can actually go to his house where he was born and watch plays in his backyard.
Yeah.
So there's some really, really cool opportunities in that regard.
Did you, you mentioned when you went to Pitt to see the archives, I'm told that August Wilson did a lot of his writing. He would collect phrases on sheets of paper that he overheard in the community, not really knowing what he was going to do with them, but when he heard a phrase that he liked, he would write it down and say, I'm going to put it somewhere, or you tack it up on a wall and then use that in dialogue. Do they have some of
those? You're completely right. So like I was saying, across these tables were sprawled with different props, but also a lot of his notes. So I remember there was just a paper napkin that he thought of this idea while at Eddie's Diner, which is a place he liked to visit. And Yeah, his plays, they were very organic in the way he created them. If someone gave him a suggestion or he was just had an idea on the spot, he would write it down, and that's why there was so much to the archive and what made it so fascinating.
It'd be neat to be able to see those. And that's at the University of Pittsburgh. And you also heard Tatum mention up on Bedford Avenue, the August Wilson House. Not to confuse that with the August Wilson African American Culture Center, which is where this work is currently on display. Let's turn to Andreas now. I will get out of the way so you can share your work.
All right. I can give a bit of background on my poem, too. I wrote this in my sophomore year initially, my first draft at least. And it was inspired by a unit we had done in my poetry class that we were focused on different poetic movements, and we moved sort of chronologically. And one that we were focused on was, I forget if this was in beat poetry or language poetry, but it was one of the two. And one of our poems we had to read was this poem called Little Known Facts About People by Joe Brainard. And I really, really liked it because I've always been someone who is obsessed with trivia. And that's like how I make most conversation with people is just trivia, because I don't know how to talk to people otherwise. So that poem is a lot of trivia about just different people, mostly people around New York. And so I got inspired by that. And this poem started as basically just a list of queer history trivia that I knew. It's called Joan of Arc and James Dean. And people will tell you we're new, though Joan of Arc was transmasculine and so were so many cowboys, out west with no family's reputations to lose. And the YMCA used to be a massive cruising spot, and yes, that's what that song's about, whether or not the village people say so. And James Dean was bisexual openly enough, and the studio didn't want their bad boy to like boys, so he was supposed to play it straight, like Sal Mineo, Marlon Brando, Steve McQueen, celebrated classic Hollywood pretty boys, and to say not a word on the litanies of lovely ladies in loveless or lavender marriages and their long-term lady roommates and friends. Maude Adams, a lesbian, was the first to play Peter Pan, and for crying out loud, Abraham Lincoln liked men. Textbooks will tell you none of this. You'd be lucky to get a whisper of people like us, because if you're pastless, you come from nobody, and coming from nobody makes you no one. And you'll be half insane and fully angry, smiling with sharp teeth and laughing at the absurdity. You never thought twice about learning their history, and they can't be bothered to listen to yours, not even barely. And it'll be belittled as theory and called unsubstantiated, because our very existence is put up to be debated. You'll collage trivia and speculation with glue and scotch tape, unwinding facts and fictions and centuries-old slander, yellow with age, till you finally have something to cling to. And if you take what you can and do what you must, you'll get what you need, which is, of course, a past.
Tatum, any reaction to that? That was really something.
I know. That's.
Oh, let me get your mic on. I'm sorry.
That was amazing.
Thank you.
I think something that I noticed when you write poetry, it's not like a long form essay in that you write a lot of words, but in this poetry, every word counts, I feel like, and you have to be really thoughtful about that. And it seemed like you were very specific with the word choice you used. Did you have a similar experience when you wrote your poem?
I edited this poem loads. I actually, before I submitted it, I had to stop rereading it because if I keep reading my work, I'll keep editing it and I'm never done with anything because of that. Because I'll keep being like, well, there's a better word I could use for this. There's a better word I could use for this. I could make these sounds go together better, and it just will never be like a finished thing. I think I've read variations on the same poems like 3 times at different readings and people haven't noticed it was the same thing. Yeah, I mean, that's what you're saying is, like, that's where that phrase comes from, like, brevity is the soul of wit. With poetry, I have to be a lot more particular, and I can't use, like, filler words and stuff, so I spent a while being kind of surgical about what words I used.
Short is hard. Brevity is very difficult. And I can tell you've performed that poem before, I'm guessing.
I don't know that I've performed that one specifically, but I have performed poetry before because I'm at CAP, I'm a literary arts major, and we do department readings every so often. We've done a couple here.
I was going to say, were you here a few weeks ago?
Yes, I was.
Yeah.
I wasn't reading, but I was here.
I unfortunately was not here that day, but CAPA, which is the Creative and Performing Arts High School, Pittsburgh Public Schools, has an event we do together called Cappuccino. We turn over the Youth Media Center to about 60 students, some sharing poetry, others simply there to listen. Tatum, what about you and the poem you read? Do you perform poetry as well?
This was sort of my first experience with writing poetry. I performed it a few times already. A couple weeks ago at the Carnegie Museums, there was an exhibition. I got to share it there. And that was a really cool experience, getting to hear other people's work, whether that be poetry or song. I haven't had too much experience with it, but it's been a really fun time, and I hope to continue sharing poetry.
It's been wonderful to have both of you here. I've got a few quick questions. One, is there anybody, either of you, would like to acknowledge or mention that you didn't have room to do?
I think I would just like to talk about the arts in general in Pittsburgh, and I think that we're so fortunate to have such a wide variety of arts, whether that be the Carnegie Museums and Carnegie Library programming, from Heinz Hall to SLB Radio. I think that we're such a rich history, rich city of culture, and I encourage a lot of young people to go out there and explore. I think you could find something every weekend to engage in. So I think that's my message, is to just explore and engage in the culture of Pittsburgh.
It's a good thought to share. Thank you. Andres?
I would like to mention my literary arts teachers, because if I wasn't a literary arts major at Kappa, I would probably still be writing, but I don't think that I would be a writer necessarily. And so I'm very grateful for that program, for that department, because writing has been like such a huge part of my life because of it. I've always liked writing, even when I was in elementary school, but getting into Kappa in middle school, and especially some of the teachers I've had since starting high school, like my poetry teacher, Mix Carlson, have been very important and very inspiring for me. And also, they've been very encouraging of me to like try to get my work published, show it to people, all that sort of thing that I wouldn't do, at least not as much, if I wasn't told that I should.
My other question is, what's next? You're both about to graduate. I know you're getting asked that question way too much, but people are curious.
So I'm going to college in the fall. I'm actually going to the University of Pittsburgh. I'm hoping to major in film and media studies, because I am obsessed with movies, so going to college about movies. Other than that, I'm also in a band. We're working on trying to schedule a show on our bassist's college campus. I play the drums with them. And other than that, I don't know, I do loads of stuff.
Well, it's good to know those things. What about you, Tatum?
I'm interested in economics. I've taken a few courses at school, and I just finished a really interesting research paper on economics. It was about why do young people make the spending decisions they do, and it studied a lot of the behavioral and present bias related things that cause people to make irrational decisions. So I think I'm really interested in the human side, so behavioral economics.
So you must be a Freakonomics fan.
Yes, I've listened to it, yeah.
Yeah, and the books there are great. Behavioral economics is really interesting, as are the fields you're considering, Andreas. Thank you both for being here. It was wonderful to hear your stories and the poetry, and I hope we'll see you again.
Thank you.
Thank you. I hope so, too.
broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square. You're listening to the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUPFM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, KRDP, Apache Junction, Goldfield Ghost Town, Phoenix, WSAJ FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, WKYW LP Kaiser, West Virginia Mountain Streams Radio.org, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM McKeesport, and SLBRadio.org/radio, where you'll find our player as well as those of TuneIn, Simple Radio, Streama, and Radio Garden, and our unique Listen by Phone service at